From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. Well, maybe and what you should do is explain a little bit about what the concertmaster does, because most people think, okay, that must be the best violin player in the entire group, and that's all they do, and they take solos, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
No, I mean, there is also a lot going on stage, what I think people don't often see. And you only realize that actually, I mean, I always was, you know, when I started conducting, I was also under the impression, I mean, the concertmaster is, you know, the best violin player of the group, which, you know, he or she normally is. Is of course leader of the first violins, kind of section leader. But I was, you know, when I was really studying conducting, I had no insight into the importance of the role. But the first time that I worked with a really bad concertmaster, I realized how important that role is. Because when you work with a bad concertmaster as a conductor, the orchestra is just, you can do whatever you want as a conductor. Really, it's not a joke. You can do whatever you want. You can make handstand in front of the orchestra and it will not help as long as the concertmaster is just sitting there like a dead fish and not doing anything. It's so important. I mean, the concertmaster, first of all, leads the first violins, which is often a very important role, you know, melody-bearing group and everything. But then, in addition to that, concertmaster leads the whole orchestra. And of course, you know, there is always this, you know, some musicians like to look more at the conductor, some musicians like to look more at the concertmaster, some musicians kind of try to listen more and feel more in. But, I mean, from small things like getting pizzicato together, you know, at one beat, to bigger things like making a natural rondo, the concertmaster can help a lot or can hinder a lot. You know, it can be, if you get into trouble, discussions and kind of like bad atmosphere with the concertmaster as a conductor, that kind of, you know, that kind of lead to a complete conflict of interests in front of the orchestra. The best thing in work, in terms of work on stage as a conductor, you can have with the concertmaster is that you really aim for the same direction. And then you see that has a lot to do with the personality of the concertmaster. I mean, of course, as a conductor, you should treat the concertmaster with respect and, you know, treat him or her well so that, you know, the relationship is fine. But you need a concertmaster with the right personality, enough leadership skills to lead the orchestra, to be there, you know, to be strong. But a decent enough character to be able to follow the music director and kind of, you know, take a back step and understand that the vision and the role of the conductor to shape the music is the role of the conductor and not of the concertmaster. It's difficult to find a person who can do both, you know.
An assistant manager who doesn't want the manager's job.
Exactly. Basically like this, you know. You need somebody who is able to lead but doesn't want to take the kind of, you know, doesn't want to kind of kick you off the podium and take the baton themselves.
While you're doing a handstand and not paying
attention. Yes, exactly. While the conductor's doing a handstand trying to get some results.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to WOSU.org/classical101.